Well, hello, everyone. That's weird. I don't normally start the podcast by saying hello to everybody. But anyways, welcome to First Person Podcast Simulator. My name is Zach, and joining me today is...
Mike, as always.
And, yes, per usual. And we just watched a conference.
Yeah, actually pretty good timing. It was right before when we were going to record.
Yeah, I guess right now we're podcasting as Gamescom is going on, which is the...
Right.
It's like the E3 of Germany.
Or the E3 of Europe, I guess. It just always takes place in Cologne, Germany.
Cologne. Yeah. So that's pretty neat, and that's really good timing, because now there's a lot of new stuff for us to sink our teeth into. But the conference that we just watched specifically was Sony's, so I figure that we'll just start with that.
Yeah, a lot of news coming out of there. This is like, Gamescom is like a second E3. It's like everybody can say all their crazy shit at E3, and then they have some time to, like, simmer that down over a few months, and then it games kind of like, okay, here's what's actually happening. Here's what we really mean.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like for me.
Yeah, and the conference itself, pretty cool. Nothing, like, groundbreakingly new. They're still pushing the same message with all of the indie games that they've announced. They've they've put a particular focus on the Vita this time around, which is what everyone was expecting.
I thought that was pretty interesting, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I liked their focus on Vita.
Mm-hmm. It makes me want to get one a little bit more now.
Yeah, which was pretty much their goal, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
You want to buy this. Let's see.
Please buy this. Look how many games are supporting at this. We swear this won't be like the PSP Go.
Oh, jeez.
We promise.
Oh, jeez. Or whatever happened to PlayStation Mobile?
I don't even remember what the fuck that was.
It was a phone with thumbsticks.
Oh, God.
So bad.
Oh, my God, right.
Or was it like a circle pad thing? I don't even know.
I don't know.
It was a mistake.
Yes.
So, what did they mention that was coming out for the Vita? A bunch of indie stuff.
Let's see. The things that they definitely mentioned. We've got a list here. I'll just go down the line and say things that are interesting to us. So, while neither of us have played it, we do have a particular interest in Rogue Legacy.
Oh, yes.
And that's going to be coming to both the PS4 and the Vita. Oh, and the PS3 as well. Damn.
Ah, yeah, they're still supporting the PS3, just like Microsoft is still going to like sell and support the Xbox 360, I guess.
Yeah, right, which makes sense. You know, they do have this very big library, and they're releasing a lot of like the next gen titles on both like PS3 and PS4.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. They mentioned like towards the end like stuff like Watch Dogs and I think like the Assassin's Creed. I think maybe what is their shooter called? What's their Halo?
Oh, Killzone.
Yeah, Killzone. I think they're doing that with Killzone as
Bullet
well.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Gunfight. Blood.
I was surprised. I was surprised. I was actively like seeing tweets. It's like, does anyone like really care about like Killzone?
I know it's like everybody's finally sharing my opinion on this.
Yeah, no. There's one reviewer, Jim Sterling over at Destructoid. He's like one of the last few who like still enjoys the series.
Sigh.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on though. So Rogue Legacy, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. The Binding of Isaac Rebirth, which has been cooking for quite a while. It's gonna be 16. Yeah, 16-bit multiplayer. They're making a bunch of new content for the game in itself, and I think it's PS3, PS4, and Vita as well. Oh, PS4 and Vita.
Right, exclusive to PS4.
Mm-hmm.
And Vita, of course.
Yes. Still cool, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I've never heard of N++. I've never heard of Volume.
I was excited for Guns of Icarus Online.
Yeah, I haven't played that, but I've seen people play it, and it's really cool.
Yeah, I randomly watched, what's her face? Dodger? On YouTube, she did a Let's Play with a bunch of her friends, and I was like, wow, this game is amazing.
Yeah, because it's a big, like, cooperative ship battle kind of game, right?
Yeah, it's like all the players are on a team, and they're the crew of the airship. It's like a big steampunk thing, and you're hunting down your enemies. It looks real cool. So that's coming is that going to be on PS4 and Vita?
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay, let's see.
That was just on sale. On Steam for like $6. And
what?
It ended 2 days ago and I didn't get it, and now it's $20.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Mm.
Forever sad.
I know. That's how I. That's not how I feel about Gone Home. But have you seen like all of the stuff that's been coming up from like Gone Home
not
at all?
Not really. I've heard about it, that it exists, and that it's good.
Do you know the pitch for it?
I can't think of it right now.
So essentially, it's the whole setup is it's like the late 1990s, I think, and you come home after like a year and a half of like studying abroad or something, and your house is empty. So your whole thing is you need to figure out what's going on, and it's a lot of it's narrative through environmental gameplay. So you go around and you see different objects around the house, and there are all of these different like things that you need to do in different rooms to learn more about your family. It's supposed to be a really mature, like, emotional game, like a very proper, like, this thing is making people excited for where games can go in the future sort of thing.
Very cool.
And everyone has been liking it, and I really fucking want it.
Is it first person?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think right now it's like $17 or $18, marked down from $20, because that's what you do when you debut a game. But I can't spend that right now.
Wish list.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, back to this list though. Yes. Here, I do not know what Wasteland Kings is. I know it's made by Vlambeer. A really cool guy. Yeah, Vlambeer's made a lot of cool stuff.
A lot of news about him and the ripoffs of his games that go up.
Oh yeah,
because what they do is they put prototypes out there for free, and then with the feedback they get from their community, they make it into a full game maybe. And they love that model because it works really well. It allows them to stay connected with their fans, but it also allows for people to get like blatant ripoffs of their games to market before them or at the same time as them, and then that cuts into, you know, their earnings.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame.
They're sticking with it, though.
Yeah, I mean, that sort of thing's to be expected, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, moving on here. Hotline Miami 2, wrong number. Yeah. Which will be both for PS4 and the Vita. So that's fucking cool.
It'll just debut on PS4, and then next year it'll be on Vita.
Oh, okay. Still cool.
Yes.
Let's see. Then there's some more stuff on the indie list. Fez, obviously, we've known about that. Those were really the big ones.
Yeah,
I
that's
think.
Kind of all that I really cared about. I think.
Yeah, let me just. I'm just going through these really
there's
quick.
There's a huge list of things coming to Vita.
Yeah. There really is.
They called out, what was that game? Tearaway.
Oh, yes,
which
yeah.
Just looks awesome.
I know.
Brilliant. Great use of the pad on the back of the Vita. I had no idea what people would use that for, but now I do.
Yeah, right. No, that's one of those... It's a really creative, fun-looking game. If you haven't watched the trailer for it, anyone should like go and see it, because like, people sort of... understandably, they like see, like, oh, there's like, two touchpads. What the fuck is that all about? Like, Tearaway is the game that... is going to make people start thinking about the better ways to use it, because it's going to utilize it in a really great way.
Yes.
I don't know when that's supposed to come out. I heard it was delayed, I think. Like, it might have been a bit ago that I heard that, but still working on it.
Yeah,
so
I don't think
they
set a date for that in the conference, so probs.
Yeah.
And, of course, they ended the conference with a dig at Microsoft and how... flip-floppy they've been with their messaging and their PR, which has been really shit, to
yeah,
be fair.
I'm actually a little bit surprised that they didn't say anything else about it.
I know.
Because it was just like, it was a single jab, and that was enough.
I'm surprised they didn't, like, drop the mic at the end.
Yeah. But you can't have E3 all over again.
That's it. Hopefully not. Does Microsoft have a thing coming up?
I think they do. Okay. I think they will be letting everyone know when the Xbox One is going to be dropping.
Yeah, okay.
So the PS4 is going to be dropped in America on the 15th of November, and I think the 29th in Europe.
Cool.
But yeah, and it was funny, before we started this, I took a look at the lineup for the Xbox One titles. On a good day, I might be interested in about three of them.
I know, I haven't gotten as excited about Xbox for anything.
Right, a majority of them seem to be like shooters in sports.
Yeah.
So.
No, yeah, this conference was really great. major focus on new and interesting IPs and major focus on indies.
Yes,
that's what I'm looking for.
What was that fucking game called where you hold the hand of that little creepy...
Oh, yeah, like Murasaki Baby or something?
I think it's something like that, yeah. I respect them fully for showing that.
Yes, absolutely. I think it looks kind of cool, actually. I think I could dig it.
I need to see more gameplay. Because that seems like...
That trailer was all gameplay.
Well, I need to know more details about the gameplay. I need to see if there's anything more that'll make it interesting. But it is interesting in itself, though. So that's something. There were a lot of people tweeting that it was nice to see, like, Sony just kind of act like this was an older, like, sort of a games conference, where it's just it's a lot of, like, trailers and gameplay and shit, and it's kind of goofy, and it's not very well pulled off.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Classic. Also, Spelunky on Vita.
Has that been confirmed? Because
They showed kind of a thing that made me think maybe it would be on Vita.
I know, but I haven't seen
it. It was, like, during their Vita part of the conference, and they were like...
Right, but I haven't seen it confirmed yet.
No. I'm sure they
will. So, I'm hoping so, because, like, Spelunky just came out on Steam, and it's blowing up.
Oh, yeah. I really want to get my hands on that.
Which is interesting, because that's a pretty, like, that's an old game. Like,
kinda, yeah.
Like, I remember that came out in Xbox Live Arcade. Hold on, I want to look up when that came out.
Yeah, that had to be years ago. I was just waiting for... Steam for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Nope, doesn't say it on the site. Oh, 2009.
Really?
Yeah.
On Xbox Live?
I think so.
2009, man. That is 4 years ago.
Oh, wait a second.
I don't think that's right.
No, it's not right.
No, that must have been the original Spelunky.
Yeah, no, there was one for the... I think that was when it was in beta for, like, the... for just Windows.
Right.
That was when it was for 2009, and that came out on Arcade the summer of 2012. All right, no,
okay.
Completely wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't listen to me.
Not as bad, then.
I'd known it had been being played for a while, because I heard it, like, mentioned all the time, but I didn't know it, like, took so long for it to get onto Xbox Live.
Yeah.
No, that's one I definitely... What I've been watching people play that one, it's... really fun looking.
Yeah, it won a lot of awards at the GameSpot thing they do. I should have known it was last year because I watched it, but
yeah.
Yep. So, shall we kick this thing off with what we've been playing?
Absolutely, go right ahead.
I've been into more Mercenary Kings. There was like I think there was an update released that fixed, you know, some stuff because it's a beta, early access. And I still really love it. I'm getting even more deep into the game. I think I've played something like 5 hours of it now.
Cool.
And completing a bunch of missions. You get promoted after you complete a bunch of stuff. And, you know, just feeling my way through it. I think they fixed the thing with the controls. Remember how I said it was, like, all shifted?
Yeah.
So ABXY is normal now on my controller.
Okay, cool.
So it's much better. And, yeah, just the crafting... And the item building and customization is all really cool. I built a pizza cutter. That's my knife. My knife is a pizza cutter.
Oh my god, that's excellent.
Had to do it. It's actually pretty powerful too. So.
Yeah. I mean, pizza crust can be pretty thick.
That's true.
And like really, like difficult to get through.
Like a tank, almost. Really.
It's. I mean, they're essentially the same.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's been really fun. Also, there was that Humble Origin bundle.
Yes,
so
I also got in on that, and there are like two or three games I've probably never played in there.
Yeah, totally.
But the way I saw it was like, it's got Dead Space 1 and 3, yeah, all right. Because Dead Space is kind of a game I've been wanting to play for a while, not that it'll run on here, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is I think that's something I have now.
I just did that for Dead Space and Crysis 2, just to see what was up with it. And Mirror's Edge was the one that I was most
Mirror's Edge
excited about. So I've been playing a lot of that, and I'm pretty disappointed.
You try playing Mirror's Edge?
Yeah, it's really not that great.
Yeah, no, it was. I remember people being like, it's one of those lacking games, but the mm-hmm. idea of it is kind of what stuck
with everybody. The
concept
is fantastic, yeah. Free running, and the art style is brilliant, mm-hmm. but the controls make me want to stab small children. So...
And you're not usually a small children stabber either.
I have, get this, I've never stabbed a small child.
Yeah, just to clarify with the audience.
Right, yeah, just so they know, I'm not some convicted child stabber. I don't go stabbing children willy-nilly. This game just pushed me to it. I mean, would push me to it. don't dig in my backyard. it's just, I was really excited for it, and then trying to play it is... It's frustrating. It's just...
Yeah.
It's not good.
And from that, I think I can see why everyone's getting excited about the second one, because there's... Mm-hmm. I think they understand the faults of the first.
I would hope so.
They've been working garbage. Out for a while. Jeez.
I'm this angry about it.
Well, here's something that will liven up your spirits. Several spirits. Mm. I just got a tweet that said, so you know how every Halloween rolls around, everything starts getting spooky and cold, but if you go to your local supermarket, you'll be greeted with open arms by your local monster breakfast cereals. You know, the Blueberry Count Chocula and Frankenberry?
Yeah, huh?
I just found out that the older other like remnants of that monster family, Fruit Brute and Yummy Mummy, are... making a comeback. So that's
good.
That's exciting for everyone to know.
Okay. I'm glad we could share that.
What else have you been playing?
We're happy to announce that First Person Podcast Simulator is now about cereal.
Hey, I would love if those sponsored us. I would eat several bowls on the air.
Yes. Just munching the whole time. I had Fruit Loops this morning.
I did not have cereal today, but I did play the game of eat a whole box of mac and cheese and then feel terrible about yourself.
That's a great game.
I'm really good at that game.
Alternately, it's a terrible game.
8 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. The final thing is, like, okay, so we play tabletop games, you and me.
Yeah.
We've had tabletop night.
Mm-hmm.
And Elder Sign is one of the games that we both really enjoy. It's it's like an Arkham Horror sort of Lovecraftian game in which you all play as investigators and you play against the game. It's a cooperative thing. I love games like that. And you're all...
It's hard as shit.
It's really hard. It's really, really unforgiving. And you're all working to seal away this ancient one that's emerging. So I've been playing the Android version of that.
Really?
Yeah. And it's actually a lot of fun and really true to the tabletop version.
That's interesting. Now, can you do a sort of thing where you kind of pass that between you and some other players?
Yeah, you can do that. And it can be single player. Basically, you pick a team of 4 investigators. So I guess it would be limited to 4 people. But yeah, it could be a pass and play thing. That's what me and my sister did the other night. And yeah, it's really good.
That's interesting, and I bet it flows. Does it flow really well, as too?
Yeah, yeah. There are a few problems, like I don't know. It's a little too strictly adherent to some rules that I weren't sure existed.
Mm.
Like maybe that's just us being cheaty. Like, no, I'll go ahead and do that. But like I didn't know if one of the rooms of the museum has a locked die icon. That die is locked there, and you can't use it even anywhere else.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, so that sucks. But I guess, you know, it makes it more urgent to unlock that die, and that's good. But,
jeez, wow. For anyone who doesn't play this game and doesn't understand why that's so crucial, like, you need as many die as you can to get through all of these different rooms, because they require you, like, roll specific things.
Because you never roll any fucking skulls when you need to.
No, yeah. Game's all about them skulls.
Yeah. Skulls and scrolls. That's what the cheap knockoff version is called.
Yeah, and you open it up, it's actually just chutes and ladders.
Yeah, skulls and scroll. Which is the chute and which is the ladder?
They change it up. They didn't really give a shit.
Okay.
There are chutes made of skulls
mm-hmm.
that really hurt when you go down them.
Yep.
So I've been playing. I've actually dug into FTL in the last 2 weeks. Yeah, it's been 2 weeks since we podcasted. And have you played FTL at all?
I have a little bit. Yeah, I haven't really dug into it much, but it's good.
I've put just a handful of hours into it, and speaking of which, I actually did a Let's Play of that went up on our YouTube channel.
Yeah,
there are 7 parts of it. I think it's only roughly around 40 minutes or something, but yeah, that was fun to do. I dug that. And I will say, FTL is totally a roguelike.
Yeah,
it really is. And it's, I fall in and out of love with it so frequently. It kind of feels like Binding of Isaac in some ways, because you'll spend maybe 40 minutes on like one, anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes on one game, and then you die and you lose everything and you really don't have any like sense of progress. And I understand why that's desired for a roguelike. But sometimes, man, it fucking hurts.
Yeah.
It's just, you have nothing to show for what you did. Sure. But, like, I mean, it keeps, like, your score and stuff, so you can go back and look at your crew and, like, relive the days. But it does that so very frequently, and it's all up to chance, so it's kind of hard to, I think, consistently want to keep playing.
Okay.
I've only unlocked
one
other ship. And I want to unlock more, but it's difficult and it's chancy to do that. Otherwise, though, it's a really brilliant like concept. It's really well executed, I think, and it's pretty cool.
I think that sense of like just being crushed and not wanting to play anymore, I think that's one of the things that Rogue Legacy is trying to sort of fight against.
Right, which is why I want it so much.
Yeah, I think it's a really good thing, really interesting mechanic.
Yeah, because, like, everything is there. Like, FTL is in itself pretty fun to play, or it's very satisfying. I've been thinking of the last few weeks about, like, what games, like, really are considered fun. We can discuss that another time, though. But the core, like, gameplay is good. It's very fun and satisfying to play. And, like, you go around this... Oh, my God. There was this one game that I had played. I was at Dave's, and I just wanted to show it to him. So I went in there. I named all the crew after everyone who was in the room. So I think it was, like, David, his brother Aaron, and our friend Drew.
Wow.
So we went in, and it was so much fun. Because, like, early on, I got this... you know those, like, laser weapons that draw, like, lines across the ships and do damage to different rooms and stuff? I got one of those that didn't do any damage, but started massive amounts of fires.
Oh, my God.
So we went around the universe fucking cooking people in their ships.
Oh, my God.
And in the end, we were like, it was me and this other ship in this asteroid field, and it was kicking my ass. But I was, like, kicking its ass, too. And the ship wasn't doing well, and neither was ours. So it gets to a point where it's like, oh, like, surrender. I'm like, Jesus Christ, yes, like, stop, like, this onslaught. I'm almost dead. So I do that, and I'm like, okay, well, like, just repair everything, like, let the FTL, like, engines charge up and then jump away very quickly and go to the store. A single asteroid comes, it was, like, in slow motion, it, like, comes into view and just hits the ship, and that was it. And then we all started blaming Aaron, who was in charge of the shields. That was his job. But, you know, that was really fun. I think that's actually a great game to play with a group of friends.
Yeah, that's a really cool idea.
But yeah, I'm on a little bit of a lull from that, so I'll probably come back to it sooner or later. It's just like Binding of Isaac. You get a whiff of it and you want to just keep playing. So I do want to unlock those other ship layouts though, because the one I have now is pretty interesting. Because the NGs use a lot more drones. And that's like not always the second ship you unlock, but that's the one that I happen to unlock, and they use like these cool drone thingies. Anyways, though, yeah. So, FTL, that's cool. Check out the Let's Play.
Yes.
I will probably put up more of those.
YouTube.com/FPBSim.
Thank you, announcer Mike.
No problem.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Let's end this.
Yes. Okay. Other thing, playing Animal Crossing. That's obvious. We have a shoe store and a beauty shop now, and that's awesome. And you can get your hair redone and your face changed at the beauty shop.
Nice.
I got my hair cut, and I dyed it, like, deep blue.
Sweet.
And I wear swirly crazy glasses now, so that's awesome.
Beautiful.
I unfortunately found a couple of other games that my PC can't fucking run. including that one. What is that one game? It was from the indie bundle where you're stranded like on a You're stranded on a planet after your ship crashes.
Capsized.
I can kind of run that, but it's laggy as shit. I tried running Fez and it lags at the the select screen. Can't do that. So yeah.
Well, your time is drawing near then.
Yeah, right. No, it really is, because after this next year, get myself an okay job and throw a lot of money at a PC.
Mm-hmm.
Only other thing I've been playing is me and David finally started the final Borderlands 2 DLC, the Bunkers and Badasses DLC. Fucking great. It knows exactly what it's trying to do. All of the enemies are things that totally could be in a D&D campaign, and it just... it's very fun. That's all I'll say about it, because we need to move on, because we have a lot of news.
Yes, we do.
Why don't you go ahead with your chunk of news?
Lots of news. So, I think it was in the last podcast we talked about the Xbox One and its DVR functionality, how it'll record at 30 frames a second, 720p. Mm-hmm. Turns out that's only going to be for gold accounts.
Yeah, I can kind of understand that. Not that it's, like, a great thing. Not that I'm rooting for them to be like, oh, yeah, good. Like, keep that stuff, like, for paid members only. But, like, if they're going to be using that to, like, throw up videos and, like, the community and stuff.
No, it makes sense for them, at least at launch. I mean, maybe later they would think about throwing that out to the rest of the people. But
right, yeah.
That's a lot of video, and video is huge, so... Mm-hmm. I can see how they would need some way to cut back on that or manage it. So
right.
Pretty understanding, but just an FYI. Also, Mercenary Kings, that awesome fucking game that I funded on Kickstarter, that is great. Do I like Mercenary Kings? Anybody? Can you tell? They are starting another Kickstarter campaign to fund an awesome old-school Nintendo-style strategy guide.
Yeah, I took a look at that. It's a very cool idea. Though, at the same time, there are so many Kickstarters now that I'm getting, like, Kickstarter logged.
I know, yeah.
And part of me is growing, like, leery of the ones that are, like, these additional, like, bonus Kickstarters. Like the one with Awesome Knots that we're going to talk about in a second.
Or right.
Even this one, too, where it's, like, an additional Kickstarter to the thing that you just are still finishing and are going to... kickstart from that as well.
It's just the way you're thinking about it, I think. It's like
probably
a thing that you would buy otherwise. It's like DLC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I already finished this thing. Why wasn't this part of the big thing?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just another thing. And strategy guides are, you know, they're always separate.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a strategy guide for Twilight Princess at Half Price Books, and I was going to get it. But I decided I didn't really need it, and I was going to buy The Dark Knight instead. So that's a story that I told. Speaking of
Where are the drugs?
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Speaking of Kickstarter, Awesome Knots, also doing another extra Kickstarter thing. They want to add more awesome to the game. They want to add more characters, and... basically, they're saying they want to add, like, a whole another game's worth of content, and so they can't really do that with their present resources. So they want you to help fund their expansion. It's going to be called Awesome Knots Star Storm. It's going to add a bunch of characters and, you know, maps and play types, presumably.
All right.
We've both played Awesome Knots, played some co-op.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's a good game. It's good fun.
Yeah, it's a good, like, side-scrolling MOBA arena kind of game.
Yeah.
It's a nice alternative to, like, you know, your League of Legends or anything like that. Obviously, like, there's not as deep of a strategy in there, but it's nice and light. It's good. I like it.
Yeah. Good fun. What else we got? So Notch, he was doing a TF2 live stream and casually mentioned that he is given up development on 0x10^C.
Is that what people have been calling it? Because I was just referring to it as a space game.
Space game. Just, you know what, Notch? Just call it space game, right, man? No, but there's... I mean, that's what the title was. At least that's what I think.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Maths. But there's more to the story, because people are sort of picking it up, and they're going to make their own game. Like... Okay, he announced that, and then there were a bunch of people who were like, hey, let's make it instead. Let's pick this up. And he's totally cool with that. So I think there's like a group of people on Reddit who are going to start developing it on their own now, which is pretty
cool.
Right,
yeah.
But they're not using any of Notch's like code or anything, so they're not really picking up where he left off. They're just sort of developing based on the concept of Zero
Yeah,
Time
just
Tennessee.
Going off of his idea of it.
Yeah, so not sure how I feel about that.
I mean, the way I see it, it's better than nothing. Like,
yeah,
this
is true.
He's giving up on it. It would otherwise not be available to anybody. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's a group of people doing something creative with something that would normally just sit there and not exist at all. So
yeah, so I'm totally excited to see what they can do with it. But yeah, not sure if I'll play it.
Yeah,
pretty ambitious. It was like. You on a ship in space managing your ship, and there are like computers inside the game that you can program, which is just like Inception shit.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's already a lot. That's literally the one thing that you told me about this game, and I already think that's too much for me.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. So I can see why he maybe put it down, but he was just talking about like how he's in the public eye now, and he didn't really like... being beholden to people about this game all the time. At least that's what it seemed like he was saying to me.
Yeah.
But,
and that, you know, and that's fair. And, I mean,
It's his thing.
He's such a, like, a cool, chill guy, too. Like, I don't know how anyone could be, like, super upset that he's...
He just wants to make games. Just let him make games.
Yeah.
So he's gonna just continue working on smaller games, which he likes. He just did, there was a game he made during a game jam that's a browser-based thing. It's like a first-person shooter.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to play it.
It's really heavily influenced by Doom. It looks just like it.
Ah, sweet.
Have not played it yet either, though.
I like Doom.
It's called Shambles.
Sweet. Did I tell you about the shirt that I picked up from the thrift shop?
I don't think so.
It's just a full-blown, like Kelly Green... I think it was supposed to be for a softball team or something. It's got 11 on the back. And on the front it says Team Shambles.
Okay.
So that's something I had to have.
Clearly.
Maybe I guess I have to play this game now while wearing the shirt, obviously.
Yeah, totally. Then wait for someone to walk by.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, joke.
Hey, Mika, you know what this game is called? Mika, look at my shirt!
Don't make me tweet this. Yeah. Oculus.
Some Oculus Rift news.
Yeah. So the company Oculus VR, they are launching their own platform. It's going to be like a hub for people who are making games and projects and stuff for the Rift.
Right, yeah.
Which is really cool. So there's like now a central... place for people to put up their stuff, and so people can find things for the Rift.
Yeah,
which is why didn't this exist before? This is like
essential.
Well, I think to something that's just like brand new and being developed for.
Oh yeah, well that's a thing though too. Oculus Rift is like fairly new, so
yeah,
I can kind of see why it might have taken them a while to develop something like that. Mm-hmm. Though there are a couple of people who are a little bit upset that it's like they haven't like made an agreement with. Like, I don't know, like Origin or Steam or someone else to, like, have that be, like, a side thing.
Yeah, I guess.
That other program.
But, I mean, like, they don't want to be a side thing. They want to be their own thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Because,
it's a very consumer-based complaint, mind you.
Yeah,
I don't totally agree with it.
No, yeah. From their point of view, it's, like, not just... it's not just a side project. Like, your game can also run on the Rift. It's, like, very much... its own, like, not just a gaming peripheral. They want to see what this crazy virtual reality thing can do.
Which is cool.
Yes. And one of the things they are looking to do is solve people wanting to throw up when they use it. Which is pretty important before it goes to market, I think.
Yeah, I mean, just... I was going to try to make a joke in there, I don't know. I can't do it.
Good effort.
There's puke involved. The joke's already written.
Yeah, it makes itself. So neither of us have tried on the Rift, obviously.
Because we don't have money.
No, no money at all. But it seems like it would make me sick. And like all the people that I've watched using it get sick after a while. Or they don't get sick, but they feel sick after a while. Or dizzy or something like that. Like, this is more than just 3D. It's like motion being mapped to your actual IRL motion.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. I was reading about it, and they were like, it's... Like, you can explain it by... they draw parallels to motion sickness. Like, with motion sickness, there's motion, but you don't visually perceive the motion. And so with simulator sickness, it's like the opposite of that. You see all the motion, but you don't feel any motion because you're just sitting in your room.
Yeah, yeah. So there's just this like disconnect between.
Yeah, I can see how that would be really off-putting and sickening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I would hope that that would be something that they would try and... Maybe they just haven't found like a way... Maybe this is something they've been actively working on since like they've been playtesting it and just haven't really quite found the... That could be the downfall of it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Which would suck.
It would, yeah. Being too realistic.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of those... if you've ever been on those like virtual roller coaster rides at Disney or anything like that.
No, I haven't.
It's... I mean, pretty much it's just you go into a room, you go into a roller coaster seat, and there's just a big screen in front of you, and there's like hydraulics underneath the cart that you're sitting in.
Yeah.
So that what's happening on the screen, the cart like mimics that. So it's kind of almost like being on a real ride. You get a lot of the same sensations. There's a really cool, I think like a Simpsons roller coaster I went on that did that. Super cool.
Nice. So they are working on this though. They're like, trying to contribute to some research for why this happens, which is really in their best interest.
Yeah, definitely, and that helps to eliminate it from their gaming peripheral.
Yeah, it's just another really interesting side effect of this, because like we still really have no idea how the brain works.
Yeah,
and yeah, that's kind of a problem for a lot of things.
It's a big ball of human electricity.
Wow! Yeah, you just figured it out.
Yep.
Cool.
It also, it's like really jiggly too.
Tweet those things at Obama. Dude, I got it. It's a big ball of jiggly human electricity.
Out. Oh my god. It's so simple.
Oh, they're going to have parades for you, man.
That's a shame. I don't like parades. That's not true. Parades are fine.
Why would you say that? It's a shame. I fucking hate parades.
Fuck this country. You know nothing about me.
Oh, you know nothing, Jon Snow.
God.
No? Okay. Something that I feel contempt towards is Games for Windows Live. And Marketplace.
I might have ever used that once.
Oh, it's...
Maybe. I'm not sure.
So it's Microsoft's, it's their online DRM / marketplace thing for the PC, and it's fucking garbage. And it's on Arkham City, and it makes me angry every time I have to sign in when it starts.
But it's going kaput.
Yes, right.
It's ending. It's leaving.
Sorry, I was too busy ranting to say what the actual news was.
Too busy fuming with unadulterated anger.
Yes. That is what I was fuming with. So July 2014, we will be rid of this steaming pile of crap.
Not soon enough.
No, not soon enough. And the Games for Windows Marketplace is also going to be shutting down in 2 days, actually. Shutting down on the 22nd, this Thursday.
Why do they have that if they already have Origin? Or is Origin EA's
Origin's
thing?
EA's thing. You gotta stop putting those two companies together, Zach.
Same fucking thing.
They're not, though.
One makes a sports game, and the other one makes a sports box. Same shit.
Xbox, go home.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
It's really good.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I'm happy that's shutting down. Games for Windows Marketplace wasn't winning them any awards, because it was just stupid and terrible. And, yeah. Stupid, terrible things ending is good.
I wonder what new stupid, terrible thing they'll come up with to supplement it.
Oh, they'll figure something out. Actually, a dude from Valve just moved to Microsoft, the dude who worked on Steam to make it so big and popular and awesome.
Oh, hopefully he can come up with something that isn't garbage.
Hopefully, yeah.
He was, that would be nice.
Talking about how there's, like, he feels that the PC has something good for games, people buy things, yay. Obviously, I'm paraphrasing.
Those are the only words that anyone who works at Valve actually says.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's why nothing ever
part
gets
of
done.
Why the, yeah.
Half-Life 3 yeah. still isn't done.
See, I mention that every week.
Every week. It won't end. You hear me, Valve, every week. They can't hear me.
Oh, no. I'm sure they felt something just then.
There was a disturbance.
Just in their bones.
Right. They felt it in their crowbars.
Yeah, because at this point they have no idea what it's like to experience people being angry mm-hmm. over that that game not existing. They just they're oblivious to it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they should be. After all this time, it's like, let's just stop caring, guys.
Yeah, let's just put it on ice.
It'll be done when it's done. You take it off that fucking ice right now.
I can't be mad about it.
You fill a pan with some oil. You heat that shit up.
Freeze-dried Half-Life 3.
Yep. We called it here, folks. Ooh, I hit the mic. I'm sorry.
Don't do that. What did it ever do to
I'm
you?
I'm so sorry. I put my foot down on
well,
Half-Life
hard,
3 now
obviously.
Existing. And then... No, I literally, like, put my foot down because I was resting it on my chair, and then I hit the foot of the mic stand.
Good job. So professional. What's this thing about Pokemon?
This thing about Pokemon. There's a new anime coming out called Pocket Monsters: The Origin, and apparently it's going to be based on the original Pokemon games, Red and Blue.
Yeah, that's going to be so bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean. It'll probably be cool. It's probably definitely going to be better than the Pokemon that's running now, that's been running for like the last 15 fucking years, whose like episodes have become super formulaic and bland.
I haven't watched that since I was just a wee lad.
Well, that's when it peaked.
Eek.
I think we still have some of the episodes on VHS tapes, actually, because Mika has
nice.
That. Yeah.
Oh, good old VHS.
And the problem was, like, we were going to eventually try to watch the first season, but I think the first season has, like, somewhere between 60 and 80 episodes.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So, yeah.
That's, like, 3 or 4 seasons of TV over here.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's, like, a million seasons of TV in the UK.
I mean,
so
I can understand why.
They have, like, 6 episodes a season.
Yeah, they do. That's interesting, though. Who knows? Does it say when it's gonna like be out over here?
Over here, don't know. No plans even for bringing it here have been announced. So whenever you decide to torrent it, it'll be out in Japan, airing in Tokyo on October 2nd.
They'll probably wait to see how popular it is. If there's a demand for
yeah,
it,
mm-hmm. Then I'm sure they would bring it here.
Yep,
because it sounds pretty cool. I did not know that they were called Red and Green over there, though, instead of Red and Blue.
Yeah. Yeah, when they first came out, it was Red and Green over there. The more you know.
So was it, like, Bulbasaur instead of Squirtle?
I think so, yeah.
Huh. And why did Green never come here, then?
It did eventually. I don't know why it didn't come over here, but I know there have been... like that whole emerald green thing when they did that revamp of like Red and Blue,
mm-hmm.
like a couple of years ago. I know that was kind of the response to the fact that there was no green over here ever.
All right. Cool. New stuff.
Speaking of Nintendo related things.
Indeed. Why don't you go ahead and do this? You got the 3DS.
I do, but I don't know exactly how this works. So there was this patch, not too long ago, where Nintendo basically said, like, they sort of put it in addition to how 3DSs handle like StreetPass stuff. Mm-hmm. And basically, you know, the way it usually works, you pass on with a 3DS that happens to be on, you swap your StreetPass shit, you get their Mii, you play some fun games, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, not everyone has a 3DS, unfortunately. Not everyone who has a 3DS lives by other people who have 3DSs.
Right.
So what they decided to do was you can essentially transform your router into a StreetPass relay station. I don't know the full details of that, but all I know is that it makes it easier for, like, whenever people pass, like, your, like, StreetPass hotspot, I guess, you, if mm-hmm. your, like, your 3DS is connected to your router, which you presumably it is because you're in your home, then you'll get, like, that Mii information. I think other people will get, like, their, like, Mii information as well.
Mm-hmm. So this isn't, like, an official thing. It's kind of a cool hack that you can do to make your router a Nintendo hotspot.
Oh, no, no. I'm pretty sure it's an official thing.
No, but, like, like your personal router at home, I don't think they meant for that to happen. But, like, the patch that they put out that was, they have, like, Nintendo Zone hotspots.
Yeah, like, they do. And, like,
so
yeah,
those work
like McDonald's and things like that.
Yeah, and, like, here it says Best Buy, Simon Malls, Future Shop, and AT&T Wi-Fi hotspot locations. So that's, like, a thing they did to make people in public areas be able to get a bunch of street passes.
Oh, but okay, and there just happens to be inadvertent instructions
to allow
you to do that to your own route, okay.
Yeah, it allows you to make your home a Nintendo Zone hotspot, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's so funny that people find these loopholes.
I know.
Fucking Nintendo. That's funny, though. That's cool. And I'm sure, hopefully they won't have a problem with that. I don't know, Nintendo could be weird about
shit
like this.
It's a really cool and good thing, so naturally next week they'll be like, no, you can't do that.
And let us tell you why. It is because...
Fuck
culture,
you.
Culture and reasons. Yes. Goodbye.
Yeah, they'll have a whole Nintendo Direct about it.
Yeah.
With somebody dressed up as a 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
No, it'll have Iwata dressed up as your router.
Oh, Jesus. But yeah, I think what that was originally meant to do is, like, there were those... like hotspots existing before,
mm-hmm.
but those were like for like Nintendo Direct updates or like specific like special event things. Or it's like go to like Nintendo specific like hotspot and like get this. Like I think they did that for, or probably will be doing that for Pokemon when it comes out on the 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're taking those and doing the same thing that you can do with the hotspot, where you can get like Miis if they have like people with 3DSs have been by that hotspot.
Yeah.
So that's particularly neat for people in rural areas, or really, I mean, anyone in general.
Cool idea.
Yes.
Are you going to do that to your router then?
No. I absolutely not. No, I don't think anyone around here really has a 3DS. I live by...
You live by a cemetery. Everyone is
dead. I do live by a cemetery. Most people there do not have 3DSs.
Really?
I think.
Do you think any of those people will buy a Wii U? I mean, it's a whole market of people that Nintendo isn't even bothering with. They're just ignoring them.
They really need to start marketing towards the dead.
Mm-hmm.
I think they... a completely untapped market.
Totally. It's the last market that perhaps would pay for Nintendo's consoles.
Okay, so here's the plan. We need to type this out and transcribe it and send it to Nintendo Japan. I'll make sure Mika does it in broken Japanese.
Great.
So they'll definitely get it and understand.
Good. This is all good.
All right, if things go to plan, this will be the last first-person podcast simulator.
We'll be going to work for Nintendo, working on marketing to the deceased.
Yep. There you go.
Great.
Thanks, guys.
Can't wait for my new job.
What?
I can't wait for all the puns I'm going to make. Hey, I'm home and I'm dead tired. Oh, God, I hate myself so much.
Guys, we really need to focus around the Skellington market. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of just... I can't do this. Let's go.
Oh, God.
So, we mentioned the Binding of Isaac Rebirth thing earlier. Before it was announced at the Gamescom, Sony conference, there was actually a trailer thrown up saying that it was going to be released in 2014.
Hmm.
For I believe I know it's Vita. It might be via PS4 and Steam. I think I'm not sure.
Probably.
There's three of them, but there's a very incredibly creepy trailer. It's got puppets in it.
Oh God.
And it's got Isaac killing people with his tears. It's really scary.
Cool.
And I like it.
So the game.
It's the game, but with terrible, gross, wet-looking puppets.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's what you want. Wet puppets.
Wet puppets is just what I need in my game trailers.
Mm-hmm.
More wet puppets, please.
Nothing but wet puppets.
No audio. No video. I just want to get the sense that there are...
Just send me some wet puppets. Pre-moistened puppets. And... Oh, these are all great band names. I'm writing these down. Pre-moistened puppets.
For your band that you'll make?
Yes.
All right.
And it will be nothing but Binding of Isaac.
Covers?
Covers, yeah.
All right, cool.
Hang on. Pre-moistened puppets. Nope, that misspelled puppets. Puppets, there we go. Done. By the way, I run a Tumblr blog called Free Band Names. Free-band-names.tumblr.com.
Follow that, I think.
Our latest post, Pre-Moistened Puppets. It's literally just me typing things that I think would be a good band name.
You heard it here first, folks. Just get these hot scoops.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty much just for me, because I find it humorous.
I like doing those small things, like just humor for your own humor's sake.
Yeah.
Be comedically like a glutton.
Mm-hmm. Because it's the internet, and I can create that, so...
Yeah. That's, I love that. That's half of the reason that this exists.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
We can record our voices in separate rooms, and then throw it up on the internet together, and people will listen to it.
Yeah, for five or six people who have not sent us Twitter or Facebook questions.
They haven't. But you know what? They listen.
They do listen,
and so we love them.
Eventually, when you dudes have some questions for... Aunt Mike and Uncle Zach on the podcast here.
Wait, did you say Aunt Mike?
I say things sometimes. Just throw those questions right at us, and we will answer them with open mouths. I think that's a good place to call it.
I love this podcast.
Yeah, it's a good time.
So, that's the first-person podcast simulator for the week of... I don't know. The 18th.
We're recording this on the 20th.
Unless your week starts on Monday, so the 19th.
Hey, I know some people in Japan who probably don't listen to this, and for them right now, it's Wednesday.
Shut up.
Morning. Yeah. No, they are...
Oh my God, today is Tuesday.
Yeah.
When did it be Tuesday? Wow.
When did it become Tuesday? 24 hours after yesterday.
Oh, okay.
When that happens. Yeah. Yeah. All right, cool.
This is what happens when you have a week off. You immediately forget what day it is.
No, I mean, I totally understand that.
Brilliant.
The only reason I know what dates it is because my birthday's coming up.
What? Everybody give Zach something for his birthday. You know what? Get him listens of this podcast.
Yeah, that's what you should get. Like, just send me your listens.
Yes, just listen to it, and that's his present. And tweet at him. Happy birthday with a picture of your ear close to this podcast.
Like too close, like to the point where I almost can't make it out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good times.
Speaking of good times, Mike, you make videos on the internet on a really cool YouTube channel, and you're going to be able to make more of them because you don't have to work anymore. Where can I find those if I'm interested?
Gosh, yes. I make some good time videos over on... That sounds wrong. Over on YouTube.com/vlogginegan.
YouTube.com/goodtimevideos.
It's not what you think. Wink. Oh, God. I also have a documentary up about our friend Dave, who makes really cool video game art out of duct tape. It's called Duct Tape Dave, and the channel is youtube.com/EganWorks, and that is also where you can follow me on Twitter, at EganWorks.
You can follow me on Twitter, at Zach Bruin. I make vines. I made one about these ginger cookies that I got from Trader Joe's. Have you ever had these things, or the ones that are shaped like cats?
No.
Yeah, they're okay. They're like labeled as like ginger snap cookies. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, you know, a little bit of bite, like pretty sweet. But you eat them and it tastes like regular ginger snap. It's like, okay, and like a little bit of animal cracker in them.
Uh-huh.
But then you keep chewing and they get fucking spicy. Like, I know ginger's supposed to have a kick, but these are spicy. So I go, like, I read the ingredients and like it's about half and half. Like, half of them are things that I understand what they are. Half of them are like peroxygen sulfate number 5.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And at the bottom, the very last thing is just ground red pepper.
Oh God, what?
no, nothing even a little bit like that. Oh, looks like ginger. God. Anything ground red pepper.
Wow.
And so those are like that you mandatorily have to eat with milk.
Yeah,
and you're pretty much done after a cup of milk, which is good. Jeez. It's actually an interesting, it keeps you from eating too many of them. So yeah, that's what my vines are about.
Okay, I haven't seen your vines in a while.
I haven't made that many in a while. I've only made that one as of super, super recent.
I haven't been making vines because the Android version of Vine is crap and doesn't work anymore.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What else do I don't really do anything else. I have a Tumblr. Look for it.
No, you do plenty. No, really, you do a lot. You're a good guy. Come on. Don't talk about yourself like that.
I'm just fine, I guess. another thing that I've been working on recently, though, are I mentioned from the top of the show, are Let's Plays on FTL.
Mm, yes.
Which was pretty good.
That's up on our FPBS YouTube channel, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Right along with the review of the Adventure Time game that I did that came out in February.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, is a new Adventure Time game that's being worked on right now that's like, if you took Adventure Time and you took it and it's like, hey, let's make this into Diablo 2. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what it looks like it's going to be. which is great, with more randomized dungeons. So I'll probably be keeping an eye on that, because I think that's coming out for, like, fucking everything. Like, no joke, that's coming out for a lot of different consoles.
Yeah, I think
and I
right.
want to play it. So maybe I'll review that. No promises. I don't even know if I'm going to be doing more reviews, because they are time-consuming as shit, and I honestly hate writing.
Well, I mean, we got to change the way we do a lot of production stuff. Which
oh, yeah, that's true, too.
About. And we, I would like us to do more regular video things. And I got some Let's Plays I want to do. I wish I had done a Let's Play of my first time playing Mirror's Edge, because that would have been a good reaction to Kent. But
oh my gosh.
Oh well.
I would have loved that.
I do want to do a Let's Play of Mass Effect, though, so that'll probably be big and long and epic and arduous.
And all of those words.
Yes.
Yeah, and I actually, if it fucking runs at this point, I want to do a Let's Play of Lone Survivor, because I like scary things.
Have you played it yet?
No.
Okay, good.
That I'm going into this 100% blind. I'm going to make sure it runs okay, but I'm done with work after this week, because why would I want to work during my birthday weekend?
Right.
So that, look forward to that maybe in the next 2-3 weeks.
Okay. Some more video stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, great. Check, you fucking know our Tumblr, Twitter shit already.
You know the stuff.
You know our shit's on WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
Great.
And if you don't, just go and listen to the entirety of another podcast of ours. Like, it's not that big deal.
Yeah, you know, just do it. You have time.
Maybe,
I know you have time.
Maybe, you know, tell your friends and family about it. Tell your enemies. Tell your good lovers.
Tell your dogs.
Tell your dogs.
Need more dog listeners on here.
That's true. Our demographic breakdown is not...
Yeah, well, when I look at the stats for the YouTube videos, like, not that many dogs.
not no dogs. Not that many dogs.
Not as many as I would like.
Good. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, we gotta fucking end this thing.
Yes.
See you guys. Thanks.
And...